doing this evening?
Pretty good and everything and all, and everything. How about you?
A lot of cleaning today, though. Wiping everything down with alcohol.
I got a bunch of guys that don't care. Trying to keep, you know, just have to take my own personal responsibility about it, because they just don't think it's anything.
Until somebody in your family gets it and they're down really bad.
You think, unfortunately, KD2BNG. The plague hit Europe in the 13th century or whatever. It's just the sniffles. It'll go away. You know, until bodies started piling up in the, I don't know. We'll, time's too early to tell.
Yeah, we spent all day. I guess they're going to segregate the plant off into teams, and you can't. And this is the break room you're going to use, and this is the restroom you can use, and you can't go into the other team. And so we were sorting all that out today.
Such a bad idea. At any given time, only a third of your workforce is down. The rest are supposedly isolated. And clean everything with alcohol. And don't forget, disinfect the inside with alcohol. That's what I'm about to do right now.
Yeah, roger that. We just picked up some Mexican, and my wife phoned it in, and it would have been a Mexican restaurant we were going to support anyway tonight, so I just got to go and support him and go back and go have a cerveza, I guess.
Johnson Bar is open. There's one down the road, I can tell you in a minute. I think a lot of them closed. If they weren't ordered to close, then they figure there's no point in staying open anyway.
Restaurants went to just take out only.
So we don't basically have any of our wait staff, and we don't have our dishwashers and busboys. It's just, you know, yeah, you order something, you can come and get it. That's about it. Yeah, everyone everywhere is doing that.
My wife was one of those that didn't get to stay, so she's out until this is over.
This is over could be June or July. And now that's just for, the beginning of the end to be over. Or, you know, the end of the beginning. You know, what did I read somewhere? We're looking at 18 months or so of, you know, various on and off periods.
Long time. Hey, Mike, jump in here. Don't let us run you off.
Oh, no. I'll let you and, I think it's Glenn. Isn't it Glenn?
KD2BNG. I didn't know if I threw my call out there or not. All the articles I read look increasingly pessimistic. It's a question of whether it goes the way South Korea does or the way Italy does. I'm more inclined toward the Italian model, which ain't looking too good. South Korea and China actually sort of have a handle on things, supposedly.
I think it's all going to depend on the individual American and what they do as their part. That's what's going to save this all to prevent another Italy.
Substantial number of people who don't realize that, yes, this is real and it is here. And no, it's not the flu. It's actually the SARS virus or the MERS virus or something similar. In fact, it came, you know, when you had that SARS infection in China about, 18 years ago, 16 years ago, and then you had that Middle East MERS something virus maybe about 10 years ago, that should have been a warning that something else in the same nature was on the way. But, you know, I guess no one was thinking.
I've at my house, I'm going to say 73 to you guys. Good to talk to you. Annette and Glenn, it was good. And Mike, I'll try to catch you up in the morning. KN4TFW.
You have a good one. Enjoy your dinner. and your evening with your wife. We'll talk at you in the morning, KK4NXZ.
2BNG, yeah, I'm going to drop out here in a minute. I'm going to see if, check if there's anything in the grocery store that I need and check this thrift store that's here. You know, what is it with panic buying? What is it with bread, milk, eggs? The three things that are the most perishable. I don't know why you buy those. And what is it with toilet paper? People are acting like there's no toilet paper anywhere in the world.
In fact, there's going to be a food shortage, which I don't believe there is. I mean, you've got your major markets saying they've got plenty of food. I read an article by a psychiatrist that said that toilet paper is a comforting product, and that's why people buy it. I mean, that's a little ridiculous, getting all that paper, but, you know, hey, you probably ought to have some extra on hand anyway.
It's that bad. I'll use an old sock or something I was going to wash anyway. That's getting a bit disgusting. Yeah, because I went into some grocery store yesterday, and the paper was gone. And for some reason, the ones they always go for are milk, bread, and eggs. Why stock up on those, I don't know, because those are the three things that are going to spoil the fastest. You know, why not empty the place of canned goods? But you're right, there's psychology and then there's logic. The two don't always overlap.
I stopped to get a bag of hamburger buns yesterday and there was nothing on the bread shelf at all except for two bags of Kaiser rolls. And I figured, well, I might as well just go ahead and make this empty shelf, which I'm eating. That's where we did some barbecue, so we're eating barbecue sandwiches. We needed the bread anyway. But, yeah, I'm not sure why they go for those items. Now, eggs, you can preserve eggs by coating them with petroleum jelly or something, some way to keep the air from getting to the inside of it. But I think that you can push those on out to about 6 months, I believe, 6 to 9 months.
You know, or just boil them all up and leave them in a jar of brine. You know, how often have you gone into a bar and see a jar of pickled eggs on the bar? It's probably been there for 10 years. Probably still eat it.
I'm sure that stuff goes bad. I know it breaks down over time, but I would think anything in vinegar would last a good long time.
How about vinegar? I could try vinegar. Vinegar's gonna soften them up too much. You know, I'll just make a brine, boil some water, throw some salt in, you know, put them in that. You know, put enough salt that it's gonna kill reasonably any bacteria that goes in there. And heck, you can leave that sitting on the shelf for a month, 2, 3, 5 months. Usually long before that, I'll just take it down and make egg salad. So, yeah, I guess eggs. But, you know, I guess bread you can freeze. Bread's going to go bad. Certainly going to go bad. You can freeze milk, too, I suppose.
Well, the meat has been gone. No hamburger or steaks. People have moved from the bread, toilet paper, and water, and eggs. So now the meat. Pretty soon it'll be the canned goods.
The whole freezer full of ground beef and a whole freezer full of pork roasts. And there might even be a chicken in there. Yeah, I deal with these discount grocery places like Deal Mart. And I'll go in there and, get me a couple of pounds of bacon, some pork roasts, whatever. I got a whole freezer full of that stuff. Ground beef, too, I think. Even if I didn't go anywhere, I think I'm set up reasonably well.
As long as you can keep your freezer running, sounds like you're in good shape.
Here again, I don't know of a virus that eats through power lines. I'm pretty sure we'll have, essential utility service. Unless too so many utility workers call in sick that, the power grid's not something that needs that much, continuous maintenance. That's not so much what I'm worried about. Although where I am sometimes, I'll sometimes get longer power outages. I should invest in a small generator or something.
I don't know of anybody who's been without power with this deal. I mean, California, they've got 7 million quarantined out there with essential services running. I don't know of any Italy or anybody who's actually had their power grid down. So, yeah, that's not as big a concern.
Services usually doesn't need that much upkeep to keep going. I mean, yeah, the water lines and gas lines, electricity lines, whether they're above ground or underground, they don't need that much periodic maintenance. I guess just make sure the generators are getting refueled is pretty much what there is.
Absolutely.
Of course, a lot of that depends on the age. When I lived in the New York City area, one time a section of Queens was without power for almost a week. And it wasn't like there was a hurricane or a storm or an earthquake or anything like that. It was just a 107-year-old power line that had corroded through, because of the salt from the, it's a lot of ice melts, salt when you melt the ice or something, it gets in the sewer system. The salt corrosion eventually melts your underground utilities. But yeah, it took us a week to fix the 107-year-old power line. And there was another instance where the sewer, somewhere in lower Manhattan, there was a sewer pipe that burst that was so old it was actually one of the wooden ones. It was from 1870 or something.
Some old stuff, and you would just expect to have to maintenance that sooner or later.
I don't know if anyone realizes the New York City subway system is not, let's just say, hydraulically stable. I read somewhere there's a series of pumps that pump something like 7 million gallons an hour just to keep the subway stations from flooding. And during a storm, they actually pump maybe more than twice that volume. And, these pumps have been running for, obviously not the same pumps, but the pumps and their replacements have been running continuously for at least 100 years. Otherwise, the subways would be underwater. In fact, during Hurricane Sandy, I think they were underwater.
Moving some water.
New York City is an interesting example of, big engineering and how you can literally get water from, miles away. There's two big aqueducts that feed all the water to Manhattan from, 60 miles to the north. And by the time they get to the Manhattan area, they're 650 feet underground. It flows by gravity all the way. And they're recently adding a third aqueduct, which I think is already open. And there's another out in Nassau County near Freeport. There was an old pumping station, steam-driven pumping station, that got water from Brooklyn. Pumped it all the way out to, almost halfway down Long Island. So it's an interesting history of big construction projects.
Incredible what kind of engineering that they've got.
Pictures of the building before they tore it down in 2010. The old Brooklyn Water Works building in Freeport. It actually looked like, they built things fancy and artsy back then, even if it was just like a steam engine pump. It had this nice building around it. The steam engines are long gone, but there are some remains of something was still in there. And yeah, it was a water pump, and it was in use until I don't know, maybe mid-20th century. Until it burned down. I don't know what happened to it. There's a lot of old public works projects, old construction projects like that. Do a search for, you know, underground New York City or underground Manhattan. Or underground London. London's the other city that has all these long forgotten public works things, old utility buildings, utility tunnels, old sewer systems. What did I see not that long ago? There was an underground postal post office railway. You know, a little small narrow gauge railway to actually move postage letters from one building, one post office to another, instead of trying to go across London streets, which is like a major nightmare trying to drive through London. But all these underground places nobody knows about. Silent UK, I think, was the website. Anyway, I'm going to go check the grocery store, but good talking to you, and stay well.
Years since I talked with you, Glenn. Good talking with you again. 7-3, as you take care. This is Mike out of Pickens, South Carolina, up around Table Rock. You have a good, safe day. KK4NXC, be clear.
KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
Check.
Thank you.